This is TWiT.
Alphabet announced financial results for the quarter ending March 31st, 2017. And they really want you to know that they are more than a search company. And they're having a good time doing it, so says Larry Page in his investor's letter. Page also says that Alphabet's restructuring has given entrepreneurs more flexibility and autonomy to build and run their own companies. As a whole, Alphabet beat Wall Street estimates, but continues to lose money on that fun stuff like self-driving cars and the life sciences business. Hiring at the company is also up 15% in the last quarter. They now employ 74,000 people.
Wow,
and
that's a
lots of robots probably too, but they didn't mention that. YouTube continues to shine. Their revenue rose 22%. Their stock is up 4% after trading.
In the last quarter alone, they hired 1,939 people. So, you know, things are looking okay for Alphabet right now. There are other bets category. Obviously, it's still losing money when you're talking about things like Waymo and, you know, these experimental aspects of their business. They're not making money on those aspects of their business. In some cases, they're not even really trying right now. They're still trying to develop it out. And when it's as ambitious as something like Waymo, that costs a lot of money. But operating loss down to $855 million. It was $1 billion down the previous quarter. So they're moving in the right direction, still losing money, but losing less money, however you say that. Hardware and Pixel were also part of their other revenues. That's at $3 billion, up $1 billion year over year, but that's lower than their holiday sales at $3.4 billion. And I know that Pixel phones in general have been really hard to find. Like, Google is apparently having a hard time keeping up with demand. There's a lot of people that want to buy them and can't get them. They're always out of stock and everything. So I have to imagine that's affects it at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Microsoft published strong quarterly earnings for Q3 fiscal 2017 with $4.8 billion in net income on $22.1 billion revenue. That's up year over year and beat Wall Street expectations. I think they all did in this little roundup that we have here. It's quite a quarter. Though its cloud and office products increased revenue 7% year over year, the Surface line actually dropped 26%. There hasn't been any sort of a product refresh in that category, so that's probably part of it. Microsoft also showed how its LinkedIn acquisition is affecting its bottom line. They had mentioned it first last quarterly earnings, and it was kind of a small part of it because it had only just factored in for like maybe it was a month, or maybe it was even as short as a week. I think it was a month, so it was much smaller. But this time around, $975 million in revenue attributed to the acquisition of LinkedIn.
That's impressive. Yeah, Azure is going head to head with AWS, the Amazon's cloud. Like, they're really, that's where a lot of the profits are coming in for them, for Amazon, but not necessarily for Microsoft. Microsoft is still Office and Enterprise. That's their bread and butter. And the Surface sales aren't so great. They blame some of their not so good numbers on the slow Surface sales.
They need to refresh that product line then, I guess, and move along. But I mean, Azure grew 93% from 120%, so still up, but it just kind of seems like its progress is kind of slowing down a little bit as well. And also, I thought this was kind of interesting. IDC earlier this month had shown how PC sales were growing for the first time in 5 years. If that's the case, that can only be, you know, good news for Microsoft.
Yeah, that was an interesting statistic, mm-hmm. that they've been dropping up until, quarter, was it? And for the last 5 years. And I don't know what they attributed to that.
Yeah. We'll see if Microsoft can capitalize off of that, mm-hmm. I guess.
Amazon reported earnings today also, posting a better-than-expected profit. E-commerce and cloud services are still a big boon for the company, where rivals are finding it harder and harder to compete with the Seattle giant. Net income for Amazon stands at $724 million. Why does this matter? According to census data, online retail e-commerce sales are still a small portion of total retail sales. But no one doubts that these numbers are growing, so Amazon has proven shareholder value over time and looks to have a bright future when it comes to growth. They also will sell you buttons to stick on your devices, speakers, now cameras, designed to track your every move so they can sell you more stuff. So this is really Amazon proving, like, look at, you know, we're great for investors now, and we have all this room to grow, which I don't know that you can argue with that. Also, global growth, 32% of Amazon sales are outside of the United States. So there's a lot of room to grow there as well. And like I said, AWS turned a big profit. Cloud is big. And that's what allows them to not give other services away, but essentially with Prime, like there's a lot, they're loss leaders. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, they're charging less for. They're being more competitive with prices because they are so far ahead in the cloud.
Yeah. There's some interesting kind of correlations between this and some of the other earnings. AWS, in the case of Amazon compared to Microsoft's cloud, same situation, right? There, it kind of slowed down, still growing quickly, but comparatively kind of slowed. So for whatever reason, the first quarter of this year, just kind of a little bit, you know, slow down in cloud. Also, we're talking about Alphabet's number of employees and 70 some odd thousand. Wow, that's a whole lot. Amazon passed 350,000 employees. An increase from 43% from last year. So they're doing gangbusters, but of course they're stocking all of their supply warehouses and getting ready for all the things they're going to do there. And what you were talking about as far as kind of internationally, Amazon's had a big push in India. 9 months ago, they launched their services in India, and there's some pretty big competitors in India. Flipkart is just one of those really established in that region. But in this case, like they're doing really well. The product selection for Prime members in India grew 75% since launch. So in the past, three quarters of a year, they're also bringing a bunch of original series and the Fire TV Stick to the Indian market for the very first time to kind of start getting that content. Tap into the content money that they can get from there too. So important market, and I think that's obviously working well for Amazon. Mm-hmm.
I think also the company is supported mostly by our office mate, Nate, because he has this giant tower of Amazon packages.
They didn't break that out on the earnings.
No, they didn't. They should.
List, though.
Because it's like we're just, he hasn't come in and he's out of town and we just keep looking at it like, it's in all those packages.
I know. I got in there and there was a package on my desk and I was like, Oh, it says Nate. That was put on the wrong desk. Here you go, Nate. Add it to your pile. Whatever. I kind of want to be there when he opens it all. It feels like Christmas, to be honest.